Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
I am Dori Shafrir.
We are not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Let's mini episode.
Let's do it.
All right.
Kate, we got a bunch of voicemails and some emails this week.
Yeah, we're going to start off with a tip, a jade roller tip.
Because as discussed in a recent mini ep, I spent the mini ep jade rolling.
Yeah. And have you reflected on that time? Like, did it make an impact, or were you just like, that felt nice, I don't need one?
It felt nice. I think, like you, I would leave it in my freezer and forget about it.
Well, here's what this caller says.
Okay.
Subject, jade roller tip. Message. Loved that you guys talked about jade rollers this week. I recently started using one and it feels great, but I saw the biggest difference when I started putting my jade roller in the fridge freezer. I use it in the morning and it wakes me up and brings down puffy skin in the morning. It also works great for soothing sunburns and really reduces swelling for those deep cystic pimples. I don't know if it does much for fine lines, but using it cold and in the morning was a game changer for me. Interesting about the deep cystic pimples. I would never thought to use it on that.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
That's interesting.
But also, I just want to say, no disrespect to jade rollers, but couldn't you also just put an ice cube on your pimple?
Kate, as discussed, ice cubes melt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Jade rollers do not.
That's right. Jade roller it is.
But also, I really try to avoid getting sunburns, so I don't think that would be a use for me.
I don't either, but maybe I will set an attention down the road.
To get a sunburn.
and then try out the jade roller to make a point of opening my freezer every morning and using it.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a post-it you could put on your freezer.
A reminder on your phone. We'll figure out. Listener, if you want to tell us how you remember to open your freezer and use it.
I think it's one of those things that it just becomes a muscle memory. It's like every morning I know I need to like take my meds and, you know, and I do
teeth.
And brush my teeth and
roll and eventually roll out your zits.
The thing is, the way that I teach myself that muscle memory is by having the things like right in front of me.
Right.
Like I keep my pills out on my dresser. Like I can't avoid seeing them as I leave my bedroom. Whereas I think the problem with the jade roller in the freezer is you just forget about it.
Well, I think my plan is going to be I'm going to set up a sleeping mat in front of my freezer. And for 21 days, I'm going to sleep in the kitchen, stare at my freezer when I wake up, and then I'll remember to open it and jade roll.
Kate, that is such a good idea.
We solved it.
Or just put your freezer in your bathroom.
We've already established on this podcast that I have a small bathroom. Poop particles
sure you can
would be
work.
Flying into the freezer. Oh, gosh, we haven't figured this one out.
No, we haven't.
All right, should we start this first email?
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, this is a heavy one. The subject is what to do when everything's done already. Dear Kate and Dori, I've just finished listening to your Nora McInerney episode, and I'm emotional. Not because of what Nora said was sad, but because it was brilliant and witty. And that brilliance and wit has made me feel like I've missed an opportunity. I became a widow at 34, and I'm turning 43 this week. I have an amazing 11-year-old son who is resilient and funny and strong. I have made it through these last 10 years by being the same myself. I am remarried now to an amazing man who leaves room in my life for the grieving that never really ends.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All in all, I have it really good, more than anyone could ask for after what I went through. So what's the rub? I have dreamed of hosting a podcast about being a caretaker or handling widowhood. I have dreamed of writing a book about my experiences and going around the country helping others get through this too. But I listen to Nora and I listen to Sheryl Sandberg, and I wonder if anything I have to contribute would be new and interesting and helpful, or if the world has all it needs on this topic. I know this is my fault for not getting off my ass years ago and doing what I wanted to do then. So here's my problem and question. What do you do when you feel like the thing you want to put out there in the world is already being done and being done better than you think you could do it? Resign yourself to the fact that someone else got there first? Do it anyway, even though you feel like a hack now? I have widow imposter syndrome and feel creatively stifled now. Or maybe I always was, and this is just life saying, see, others do it better. They are more motivated. They are smarter and more creative. Sit in your corner of the world and think about what you haven't done.
Whoa.
Okay. I want to tell you, this is Kate. I wrote a book about having a dead mom.
Yep.
A billion other people have dead moms.
Yep.
A billion other people have written dead books about their dead moms.
Yeah.
And done it better.
I disagree.
Well,
but
you know what I'm saying.
Go on.
There are other people in the world who haven't written books about dead moms who are going to, because their experience is different than mine.
There's also people who have started like dead mom industries.
Yes. Like what?
Well, like.
Said that, and then I was like, wait, what?
No, like people who like travel the country doing workshops,
talking about grief. Totally.
Like, there are a lot of these people.
So what I'm saying, and my story and my experience doesn't apply to everybody.
No.
And so what I'm saying is there is room for you at the table.
Yes.
Get in there.
Yep.
It's never, ever too late. Your story and your experience and your life and what you have to contribute matters. And I say this to you, listener, but also to everyone who may feel this way. It matters. And now all you have to do, and this is easier said than done, is lock all those negative voices into a tiny little box, and you just need to sit down and do the thing. And doing the thing is really hard. And I think you're experiencing a lot of self-doubt. You're hearing, Nora is an incredible human with so much to offer. Sheryl Sandberg, she's leaning in everywhere. But like, they would also welcome you to this conversation. Mm-hmm. And they're offering their amazing contributions to the world. It doesn't mean that like nobody else can chime in on the topic of widowhood, caregiving, or whatever else you want to speak to. Get in there. Dory?
Yeah, I was going to say, just do the thing.
Do it.
Do it. You know, you're only going to have regrets if you don't do the thing.
Yes. And it's not, I would take a minute. One thing that helped, this is kind of a weird practice, but I used to, when I was working on a writing project, I had a notebook and I would write out all the negative things I thought about myself. Like all the negative thoughts I was having, like this project is stupid. No one's going to want to read it. This is dumb. Everyone's done it before. Like I would write it out.
I think that's one of the things that Julia Cameron has you do in The Artist's Way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's something about, I mean, I didn't get very far in The Artist's Way, but there is something about like, you have to sort of exorcise the people in your past who you have fixated on because they like didn't believe in you or, you know, spoke negatively about you or something. Like there's always those people who were the doubters, and she has you kind of like work through that.
But sometimes the biggest doubter is yourself.
Totally.
And I would say like, get out all this. You're such an accomplished, interesting person who's thrived through like an enormous hardship that a lot of us haven't experienced yet and may and need your voice. So what I'm saying is like, get out the yucky stuff and then get to work.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I think we truly are often our own worst enemies.
Oh, 100% I am mine.
And It just, you know, it just sounds like you have worked yourself into quite a pickle here, of telling yourself that you can't do this.
Yeah, and I would say the people that you named, I use them as inspiration, not to make you feel like you.
I mean, it's kind of like us being like, we can't do a self-care podcast. Oprah has already been there.
Right. Like, Sheryl Sandberg, like, just get in there, start a blog, start a newsletter.
Yeah.
Start a Facebook group. Start the podcast. You know, like you have something to offer, and other people have done it and are awesome at it, and there will be more people who are awesome at it. So be it.
Totally.
And also, I want to say, you don't have to be like a national celebrity for that to be success in what you're trying to do. Maybe you reach 10 people. It still is impactful.
It's very powerful. I mean, when we hear from people about how the podcast has made an impact on their lives, that is so rewarding.
Yeah. And you can do that.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay. Well, we've got a voicemail. We've got two more.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Kate and Dory, this is Lucy in San Francisco. I love your podcast. It's changed so many things about how I do my life. I own a serum now. I willingly pay for restorative yoga.
Yes.
My phone is not all the way out of my room, but it's on the other side of my room. So okay. I feel like that's progress.
Progress, yeah.
Anyway, this thought came to me right when I was brushing my teeth. I was wondering what you guys do for self-care in the possibly non-essential arena, like daily your teeth, your eyes, your ears, kind of how you take care of all those things. If you are Q-tip people in your ears, even though they say you shouldn't be, I guiltily am. And maybe a little bit about like dental care and the fear of the dentist. I don't have it. I'm very lucky, but I know a lot of people do and might be interested in that. I would love to hear your thoughts on that and have a great day. Thanks so much. Bye.
Where do you come down on Q-tips?
I freaking love them.
Yes,
I love digging in my ear and getting a lot of wax out, and I'm not going to stop.
All right. I will say I try not to go in too deep.
Well, not so you have your own like episode of girls happening.
Ugh,
I know that. Yeah, you don't want to poke your ear, but it does feel good to dig in there.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
how often do you do it?
Well, I try to limit. My husband Q-tips every day.
I feel like men are waxier.
Oh, maybe he is. I've never thought about that. I maybe like once a week when I remember.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, not to be gross, but like if I notice that my in-ear buds have like waxy residue on them. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, time to Q-tip.
Yeah, I know it's recommended that you don't, but like, I don't know.
I feel like even the makers of Q-tip know that people are using them for this purpose.
What else are Q-tips for? Like, what is weren't Q-tips made to clean out ears, or did they have some sort of purpose I don't know about?
I don't know.
Do you have any other body practices? Like kind of your regular...
I brush my teeth twice a day and I floss once a day.
Same. Nighttime floss?
Nighttime floss.
Do you mouthwash?
No.
Oh, I do. just a gentle
What else?
Like, are you a fingernail filer?
Sometimes, but I get manicures so frequently that, I will say that oftentimes by the end of the week, because I do try to go once a week, I will clip my nails a tiny bit because I like them really short.
What about hair removal, like hair tweezing?
Well, I'm growing out my eyebrows right now, which is going okay. So I haven't been tweezing my eyebrows.
What about like a stray hair on your boob?
Oh, I'll tweeze that. I'll tweeze the shit out of that.
I love finding a boob hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like really long and I'm like, yes. And then I love tweezing it out.
Yeah, except, I have that problem with ingrowns. So if I see an ingrown hair on my boob, I have to get it out because that's my obsession. And sometimes it should have just been left alone.
Can I ask you a boob hair question?
Yeah.
When did you realize that you weren't the only person who got a stray hair on your boob?
At summer camp.
Oh, that early?
Yeah, because we all showered together.
Having a boob, like a...
Except I will tell you that there was a girl who had boob hair and another girl made fun of her.
Fuck that.
I know, they were so mean.
Like, I think it was an adult. I was an adult when I realized, like, oh, I'm not the only one tweezing a hair off my nipple areola area.
No.
Not nipple, but areola.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say that in case anybody out there thinks they're the only one.
You're not.
You're not.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Last voicemail?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I have really loved listening to your show and participating in the Facebook community, too. And I really appreciate how open and vulnerable you both have been and and how much the community embraces that as well. And tomorrow is my birthday, and I'm turning 33. And to mark the end of the year and the beginning of a new year, I'm writing some reflections from this past year. You know, what I've experienced and have grown and what lessons I want to take and continue learning from into this next year. And much of this last year, I spent interviewing for jobs. And while I was, while I got a lot of practice dealing with rejection, I still really struggled with it. And I also found out that a person that I had really opened myself up to and let myself be vulnerable with was unfaithful and dishonest about a lot of things. So I was dealing with a lot of rejection and questioning my self-worth. And so my question for you and for the Forever 35 community is, how do you care for yourself when dealing with rejection and or heartbreak while still staying vulnerable and without closing yourself off to new opportunities? Thanks again for your show. It makes me so happy when I see a new episode, and I look forward to the next one. Thanks.
Bye. I mean, that is the million-dollar question.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, really how do you protect your heart while also keeping your heart open?
Being vulnerable.
Being vulnerable.
Is the answer that you don't?
You can't ever fully protect your heart.
No.
You just can't.
I don't think you can. I think that is just, that's life.
That is life.
Is heartbreak and joy, like that cycle, right?
Yeah. And it's going to, I think in the end, it's going to hurt more if you don't go after things.
Take the risk.
Yeah. Than if you do and get rejected. But it sucks, and it's hard to trust again when someone's been unfaithful. And
yeah, that's the two things the listener described. It's like finding a new job and that experience of being rejected over and over again is one really challenging experience.
Yeah.
And then having somebody, betray you in that way is, I think, different.
Yeah.
And another incredibly, I think in both experiences, you kind of have to maintain, let yourself feel the feelings.
Yeah.
And
like the recent episode we had with Maureen Gu, where she was talking about, I've thought about this so much since we interviewed her, where she talked about when she was about to go to China and she was so worried about being lonely.
Yeah.
And she was thinking about all these things she was going to do to like stave off the loneliness. And her therapist was like, let yourself be lonely.
Yes. Oh, so much.
I think sometimes that's, like, I've learned that with IVF. It's like sometimes you just have to let yourself be angry, and sometimes you just have to let yourself be sad and feel sad and lonely.
Yeah.
Or else it tends to like rear its head when you really don't want it to later on.
I think you're right. I think staving off the feelings after a really horrible situation or really kind of relentless, tough spell in your life, if you don't allow yourself to feel them, they get in there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't kind of take it as it comes, it tends to blow up. I've done that many times where I'm like, I'm not going to feel this right now. I'm not ready. And then all of a sudden it's like, pow.
Yep.
So I would say, I think finding ways to document the positive thing, like especially going through work rejection.
I love that.
Taking a minute just to like document what is going right, what you do value about yourself, because it can feel very personal when you're not getting a job or someone's rejecting your work and it's like, what's wrong with me? And that's not it.
No.
So finding ways to, you know, like I don't want to say pay tribute to yourself, but just like value yourself. I mean, like look at what I have accomplished.
Yeah.
Look at what I am accomplishing, both like professionally or personally or in any way. I love a good finding the music or album you can like rock out to.
Oh my God.
Like a heartache album.
Yeah. I'm just remembering freshman year of college, like listening to the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, that was yours? Mine was that Ani DeFranco double disc live album.
Oh,
with the fast fire door.
Yeah.
We are dating ourselves to the
mid-90s. We're old. The other thing I would say, something that I think has been really helpful for a lot of people, is developing a meditation practice.
Dude, yes. could I be, if I could be that person, I feel like that would really help. No, I do think meditation really does help you accept.
Yeah.
I don't want to say whatever, everything.
I think, and I think, you know, you don't have to do it for like an hours and hours a day. I think if you do it for 5 minutes, start with 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
There's a ton of apps that you can do. I know people really like Headspace, and there's other apps that you can do. I am actually going to a meditation class tonight, and yeah. The theme is self-compassion.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
So I think that that meditation can be very helpful when you're in a place like you are.
Do you have any like literature, Dori, that you recommend that's helped you through tougher times like that?
No. Okay. Do you?
Yeah, I do actually. It's a book I read. I think I read it when my mom was ill, after she died, and I've kept it. It's by Pema Chodron. It's When Things Fall Apart.
Oh yeah, people love that
Hard
book.
Advice for Difficult Times.
I've never read it.
It's just a nice book to have on hand. It's based in Buddhist teaching, but it's very compassionate. It talks a lot about how to be compassionate with yourself, but it's also like very realistic, you know what I mean? And just very kind of like, well, here it is, lays it out for you. So I think that is a great, if you're drawn to reading something.
Right.
I love that book.
Well, and best of luck to you, and please keep us posted.
Yeah, please do. And thank you so much for listening and being part of the community.
Yeah. Well, I think that just about wraps things up.
That's the end of this.
But if you guys want to call us, we're at 781-591-0390. So leave us a voicemail and we may play it on the podcast.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I will. If you are leaving 3-minute voicemails or multiple voicemails, it's harder to play those on the podcast.
Mm.
We listen to them and they're wonderful, but because of the length, and also when we go into like second, we are getting like 3 voicemail long voicemails.
Yeah.
So those might be harder to play. So if are calling and you're like, well, where's my voicemail? It's just because it might be a little bit too long.
Thank you.
Okay. I apologize in advance. It's just
no. Don't apologize.
But if you want to leave an under 3-minute voicemail, those are easier to play on the podcast.
You can also record a voice memo.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And email it to us, or you can email us just in general at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, but we love hearing from you. Thank you so much for your emails and voicemails.
All right, that does it.
Okay,
talk to you soon.
Adios.
Bye.